I've had a lot of questions about graduation and about athletics. And as we are doing this interview, the MHSAA has not even canceled the basketball and hockey tournaments and swimming and diving. So technically, your men's boys basketball team still has a game to play with Menominee, right? And then the sports season, well, and the spring seasons have not been canceled either, just put on hold through August 5th, or April 5th.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are a lot of wait and see things going on right now. Many, many questions yet to be answered. Sports are certainly up there. Graduation is up there. For schools, standardized testing is up there. You know, what's going to happen with that? If we come back April 6th, that's about the time we're set to begin standardized testing. So there are a lot of things that we just simply don't know, which is why we have to sit down and do pretty regular planning as an administrative team. We have to adjust for new information that's come out, and then we have to kind of look forward to say, okay, you know, if X, Y, or Z happens, what's our plan going to be? Simply because we don't want to be caught off guard. You know, if you look around the nation, Kansas is not going to be coming back to school for the rest of the year, although they do intend to continue online. Wisconsin is suspended indefinitely, so you're starting to see some states go that direction, which, you know, for us just makes the planning even more urgent.
So logistically, how are you going to do that? Are you going to convene staff meetings, of course, virtually? Do you send out a group email and say, okay, give me your ideas that way? Because ultimately the decision has to come from the Board of Education.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there are day-to-day decisions that relate to the delivery of instruction that I think the board would delegate to us. So the board would, I believe, in all likelihood, just say, hey, make sure that you do what you need to do to take care of kids and keep us informed on what you're doing. So we have a very good working relationship with the board, and there's a lot of trust there. So I think they would trust us as we took care of those things. But if we had to be out for the remainder of the year, I think you would see a variety of different types of meetings taking place. What we would do as an administration, and this is the benefit of working with good people, is we would set out really what the expectations are, and we would turn it over to our staff experts, right, our teachers, and we would say, okay, you know, these being the expectations, let's see what you put together to meet them. And I fully believe that our staff would respond to that and would probably create something better than I would put together on my own anyway.
Likely a lot of this will come from the governor and the state's school superintendent to all districts that, okay, this is where we're going and not going?
Yeah, I believe so. And they're playing catch-up, too. I get communication from them just about every day and oftentimes multiple times a day that address parts of the educational process that people often don't see. So, you know, what are we doing with some of the special education technicalities, with logistics? You know, how do we address kids who are in process of receiving or qualifying for special education services, things that you wouldn't normally think about when you think about things that are impacted with a school closure. The state is really trying to catch up as much as possible on providing guidance to schools, telling us what we do in situations like that. So I fully expect that we would get it from them, and then I fully expect that they would continue to communicate with us to provide us information on how we would meet needs that we have traditionally only been able to meet in a face-to-face environment.
How about meeting